Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I'm so sorry about that. My name is Jeremy Perlman. You were referred to me by my colleague Emmanuel in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. We are speaking on a recorded line, of course. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me just open up the form. Hold on. I'm sorry about that, too. I called you twice and my microphone is muted. I really apologize for that.
I was like, what's going on?
No, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to call. I feel bad. I'm sorry. And it's in regards to the Depo Provera, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for 1 year?
Yes.
All right. Give me one second. Oh, my other phone rang. I don't know why that did that. And then you would like to see if you can participate to the lost Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes, I don't.
All right. And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
All right. You have not signed anything, right?
Do I have a what?
You have not signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
No.
All right. And then you are a resident of the United States. That is correct?
Yes.
And the meningioma, that was of the brain, correct?
Yes.
All right. And what is roughly the date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in 2008.
Okay. I'll just put January 1st, 2008. And with the method for diagnosis for the meningioma, was it CT scan, with CAT scan or MRI?
Yeah,
or both?
CAT scan.
CT scan, okay.
And then they did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
MRI as well? Okay, I'll put both.
Yes.
And then what is your date of birth?
10/29/1988. 10/29/88?
Okay.
Yes.
And I just need to ask this about referrals. You didn't know anybody else that used Depo Provera and was later diagnosed with meningioma?
No, I don't.
Right. And then you did consume the brand name Depo Provera, that is correct?
Yes.
Depo Provera, all right. And then you did use, that is not generic, sorry about that. And then you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, that is right?
Yes.
And then within the 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And then you did use Depo Provera sometime between 92 and present day?
Yes.
And what were the years you used Depo in,
roughly? From 2001 to 2004.
Okay. 2001. So about 3 years. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And spelling of your first name?
V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A.
Victoria. And last name?
Glenn. G-L-E-N-N.
Two N's. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And then you are not a junior, senior, anything of that sort, correct?
Huh?
You're not a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your social? If you do feel more comfortable, you can provide me with just the last four.
My social is 374.
Mm-hmm.
069146.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you?
VictoriaGlenn30@yahoo.com.
30 at Yahoo. Oh, it's two N's. Whoops, I almost put one. VICTORIA, right?
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach you on?
Yes.
And it's a cell phone, I take it?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
Yeah. And, Victoria, what is your best physical mailing address?
5953 East Line Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48213.
48213.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it is not an apartment. It's a home, right? No, not apartment number or anything attached to that?
It's a home.
Oh, thank you. And do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility name?
Dr. Richard Brown.
Richard Brown. And that is Dr. Richard Brown Family Practice on East Jefferson Avenue in Detroit?
Yes.
All right. And his office, is it Park Medical Centers or Beaumont Health? Or is it just his?
He's with both of them.
But, okay. And you, the one at, what's the road? The one on East Jefferson, is that Beaumont or is that Park Medical that you saw him at?
That's Park Medical.
Park Medical. Okay, thank you. Park Medical. I got the address right here. And Dr. Richard Brown was the also the treating doctor as well as the diagnosing doctor?
Huh.
Was there was Dr. Brown also the treating doctor as well as the diagnosing doctor? Or was there a different treating doctor?
No, he's the same doctor.
Same doctor, okay. And then no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. Park Medical. And do you remember the doctor that gave you the Depo-Provera, the prescribing doctor?
I can't because I was a kid. My mom actually had signed it for me. I was a kid for many years, and then...
No worries. I'll put Dr. Brown then, because you probably have records of it then. No worries.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He would have some time. He is your medical records, correct?
Yes, I've been going to that doctor since I was
since around that. Okay, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely have records of it. Okay. And then what is the pharmacy you go to?
King Pharmacy.
King Pharmacy? Is that in Detroit, I take it?
Mm-hmm.
That is on Jefferson Avenue, so right next door, it looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Their phone number here, 1 second. We are almost done, too, as well. I'm going to send you the documents.
No
here
problem.
In just a second. I'm going to confirm everything with you, then I'll send you the documents, and then complete them, and then the attorneys will be able to start pulling all these records and substantiating your claim. East Jefferson, okay. And I know I asked you this a minute ago, but there are medical records that are that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It is not required.
313.
1 second.
346. 2128.
And their name?
That's my mom. Her name is Blonde Doyle Glenn. B-L-O-N-D. O-Y-L-E.
O-Y-L-E. And same last name, Glenn. All right. And that's your mother.
Hi.
That's your mother, correct, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to leave her email, just as no email. Just an emergency.
No, I don't know if she has an email.
And then I'll leave her address blank, too, as well. It's fine. And then, okay. All they need is the number. Let me confirm. That's fine if I leave her address blank, correct?
That's the same address, yeah.
Oh, you guys live together? Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, that house has been our family since 1975. It was my grandfather's house.
Nice. Very good. Okay, copy this all over. Hold on. And I add Gmail. Mother. And you said it's Blonde, B-L-O-N-D-O-Y-L-E, right? One word?
Yes,
Blonde Doyle.
Blonde Doyle.
Glenn,
mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. 313-346-2128.
Yes.
Okay, all right, let me delete this one from not Liz. There we go, Liz with. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to just confirm everything, spelling and things like that. I'm going to repeat all these questions over to you, just quick confirms,
okay.
And then I'll send you the paperwork just so we know everything's right. I let you know the call is recorded when we started speaking. You are willing to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit and would like to participate. Do not have an attorney in regards to the Depo-Provera lawsuit. That all sounds correct?
Okay, yes.
That all sounds correct? Okay. And then
yes.
You are filing this claim for yourself. You are resident of the United States, and you are diagnosed with meningioma of the brain after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then diagnosed sometime around 2008, CT scan and MRI. That both sounds correct?
Yes.
Birth date of 10/29/1988. That is right.
Yes.
And then you can, don't worry about it. And then all these are just simple. Yes. And then you consume the brand name Depo-Provera. And then you did take Depo-Provera at least 1 year minimum and had 4 shots prior to being diagnosed in 1 year.
Yes.
And then started 2001, stopped 2004. You're a female, first name Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, last name Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. That is all right?
Yes.
And then can I repeat your social back to you?
374-069146.
Thank you. And then email victoriaglenn30@yahoo.com. This is the best number to reach on. Address of 5953 East Lawn Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48213, Wayne County.
Yes.
Dr. Richard Brown is the diagnosing doctor and treating doctor, and also put him down as the pharmacy doctor because he would have all your records. And then treating address of 12871 East Jefferson Avenue, Detroit, Michigan at Park Medical.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me fix this because it has it as Brown Richard. Hold on. Richard Brown. One second. Sorry. One sec. Richard Brown. There we go. Okay, and then King Pharmacy, of course, is your pharmacy right down the street, same address as the facility, Richard Brown's office. That is correct. That is right. The address for King Pharmacy, same as Richard Brown's, right? One, okay, sorry. No, you're good. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yes.
All right, and then I got your mother's information all right there. Let me put the zip code here. I almost forgot that, too. One sec. Detroit. Sorry, I didn't put the zip code on here. There we go. Okay, and then I'm going to send you a text right now. One second. And Victoria, you should receive a text in the next second or so. It'll come from me. It'll say Jeremy Perlman. You should receive it right now. Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. You're just going to want to click on that link. I'm sure you've done DocuSign before. They're very simple. Just click on that link. It'll open up. When it opens up, you're going to say yes to allow consent. Once you say yes to allow consent, it will open to the document. And then from there, it will ask you to start. And then from there, you just want to draw your signature as best you can and then finish.
Okay.
One second. Hold on. One sec. Hold on one second. Me, one second. Don't open that text just yet. Hold on.
I already opened it. I was
you're good. You're good at finish it. Finish it. Don't worry about it. I got to. Let me know when you hit finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, that's it.
And then once you finish, let me know. Actually, I didn't put my email, but it's fine. It shouldn't matter. I'll get it assigned to me. Make sure. Very interesting. I don't know how that let me even do that. Did I not put the email in right? One second.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mama. Did you give me some chips?
And then you completed it, correct?
Yeah, but I completed it.
Oh, you're good. Okay, yeah, I just got the message. Hold on one second. And let me send you a text so you have all the information. I'm sorry, I didn't see you completed it.
You okay?
Victoria. There we go. So then we got you, Depo Provera. And then this is my direct number that I'm calling you on right now and we're speaking on. I'm going to text you right now from it, all the information in regards to this. So this will be the firm that will be reaching out for you. It will be A4D. Their number is that 909 number I text you in the text that I sent you. My number is this number. So if you don't hear from them by, I would say, probably 10 days because Christmas is coming up. If you don't hear from them by the coming, not this Friday, but the next Friday, please do give me a call back and I will transfer you over to them and we'll get an update.
Okay.
But yeah, that is it. If you do have any questions, please do call me back on that 949 number that I just texted you from. But yeah, you do have a wonderful evening and a wonderful holidays, Victoria. I thank you so much for your time. And yeah, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.